Good morning, the Exotics Pet. This is Sharon.
Oh, hi, Sharon. My name's Madeline. I have two male guinea pigs, and I was hoping to bring them in for just like a general health check.
Okay.
I haven't been with you guys before. I'd like to give you guys a try if you've got any availability. Yeah.
Yeah, we do next week. We don't today, unfortunately. But,
oh, that's okay. That's okay.
We do next week. Are they both healthy, no problems at the moment?
I'd say overall they're healthy. Just one of them has a bit of a leaky eye. I can't tell if it's hay poke, but it just sort of, it doesn't seem to be irritating him too much, but I'd still like to just be sure.
Yeah, no, definitely. Especially with eyes, you need to get them checked out. Any particular day next week suit you?
I'm a teacher, I'm on school holidays now, so I've actually got availability. I just have like appointments here and there, but do you have anything like on the Wednesday maybe?
Yeah, let me see what we've got. We do on Wednesday, so I can do a morning appointment at 9:45
yep.
For the two of them, or I can do a bit later in the day at 10 past 11.
Wednesday, the 9:45 is fine.
Okay, great. I'll just get some details off you from being here. Where do you usually take them to? Do they go to an exotic set or just a normal?
last year I tried Albany Creek and that was all fine, but one of them was not doing so well and they recommended I went to Brisbane Bird and Exotics at Greenslopes, but I had a bit of a bad experience there. So, they essentially told me to euthanize one of them, and here he is a year later, perfectly fine. So, I'd like to try somewhere else.
that's fair enough. And what was your first name?
My name is Madeline.
Madeline.
Yep, that's right.
And surname?
It's Lundsgaard, L-U-N-D, S-G, A-A-R-D.
Okay. Right. And your address?
Number 81.
Yep.
Greenhaven,
yep.
Circuit, Narangba.
Oh, yep, we got that here. And your contact phone number?
0413.
Yeah.
498-357.
Okay. And what's the name of one of your little pigs?
I've got Snow and Biscuit.
Snow and Biscuit. Okay. Put Snow in first. Snow. How old is Snow?
I'd say they're about 2 years, 4 months.
Okay. And both boys or both girls?
Both boys.
Both boys, okay. And about 2 years, 4 months, you said?
Yep.
Okay. And what colour is Snow? I'm assuming white, but I won't.
Yeah. Yes, he is white with long hair.
How cute. I love the long-haired ones. They're so cute.
Very majestic.
He would be. We don't have a... Let's see if we got a long-haired one on here. No, I'll just put him as a normal pig. And all white?
He's all white, but he does have, like, one brown patch of fur over his right eye.
Okay. And what colour is Biscuit?
Biscuit is multicoloured. Like, he's predominantly black with a little patch of white on his butt and then a little bit of tan here and there.
Okay.
Like, he's an Abyssinian. Not entirely sure. Like, I think that's the closest I've come across.
Okay, and how old is he? Is he the same?
He's the same, yes.
Yeah, okay. Are they brothers?
I am not sure. I had adopted them from the neighbour almost 2 years ago, and they did not give me much context.
Right, okay.
Only that they thought at the time they were about 6 months old.
Okay. And which that's is all the I one have that, to work with. Which is the one that Brisbane Burn Exotic thought had to be put
aside? Snow. Yeah, right. He had a like a bladder stone, and he was really severely underweight. And
okay.
Albany Creek did x-rays and said it was small enough that he'd be able to, like, pass it.
Yeah.
And they believed that he did. But then he just was still so underweight, and so they referred him to Green Slopes, and that person said, like, it's hard to tell what the cause is, and that she recommended euthanizing him.
Just because of he was so thin, and
Yeah.
He obviously came good. He's back to good body condition now, is he?
Yeah, like, I think, so they've both vets have said, like, he's quite a small piggy, like, when you feel his skull, like, he's always quite small. And I know, like, both of their weights are, like, not as heavy as they could be, but I don't give them pellets. Like, they eat predominantly hay, and I try to aim for one cup of veggie per piggy per day, and they get grass and all of that as well. But I still think, like, Snow's still quite typically on the lighter side, but I wouldn't say, like, he's extremely underweight. Do you find he goes through phases where, like, his hair thins out a little bit? And I think it could possibly be Biscuit sort of displaying dominance, but they don't, like, fight to an extent where, like, they draw blood. They just sort of do the rumble strutting and don't ever see him, like, attacking. But sometimes if they stay with my parents, they go in a smaller enclosure. And I find after those visits, possibly because they've been in a smaller space, like, I find that's when the hair thins a bit. But I think overall, like, from what I can tell, like, I think they're both healthy. But I guess that's why I want to do this visit, just to be sure.
Yeah, no, definitely. Alrighty, so it's all booked in for 9:45 on Wednesday. I might just grab your email as well, because we'll send you a little questionnaire of that to fill in before you come in. What's your email address?
Yep, so it's basically M McGregor, M for Mary, and then McGregor, so it's M-M-C-G-R-E G-O-R 95 at hotmail.com.
Okay, great. All right, so we'll send you that. If you can just email it back before you come in, that'd be great. And then we'll see
you
at 9:40 on Wednesday.
Awesome, thank you. And just quickly, do you know roughly, like, how much the consultations are?
It's 170 for a consult. I think, I'm not 100% sure because I'm only here on Saturdays, I think it might be a discounted rate off the second one. It's usually like $10 or something.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
No worries. We'll see you Wednesday.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
See you then. Okay. You're right. Bye.
Thank you. See you later. Bye.